The violence in the Middle East is generating mistrust in France between Jewish and ethnic Arab communities, the largest in Europe. Anti-Semitic attacks are on the increase, with authorities suspecting young people of North African origin in many of the incidents. Leaders of France's North African Arab community have condemned the attacks. Last week, Morning Edition reported on the impact of the Middle East conflict on the Jewish community in France. Today, NPR's Nick Spicer reports from the southern French city of Lyon on reaction by the country's 5 million people of North African descent to the events in the Middle East.
1 month ago, they were just local community activists in Lyon. Now, after spending 3 weeks with Yasser Arafat in his besieged compound and 2 days in Israeli jails, the two haggard young men and the shy young woman are welcomed back as heroes. There are rallies for the Palestinian cause like this across France. Here in the community center of the Lyon suburb of Vénissieux, green, black, and red Palestinian flags adorn the stage. About 500 people fill the amphitheater, and kids listen on speakers outside. Many are Caucasian whites, but there are also Muslim headscarves and beards. For the people of North African Arab origin, the Maghrébins, the Palestinian cause strikes a powerful emotional and historical chord. Meeting organizer Sakina Baka.
C'est vrai que des fautes ont été faites antérieurement par rapport à l'urbanisme.
We are much affected by what's happening in Palestine because most of us are descendants of Algerian immigrants and our parents lived the same situation in Algeria a few years back. And everything we see through the media is very close to what our parents have lived in Algeria.
This rally was peaceful and the talk was about human rights and international law. But underdog frustration has apparently pushed a few members of the Maghrébin community to violence. Last month, 2 cars were rammed through the doors of a local synagogue and then set on fire. Police suspect young Maghrébins are behind the attack, although no arrests have been made. The music of the Lyon rap group Les Lynx. The lyrics could speak of any of the ugly suburbs surrounding Lyon, of the identical concrete housing projects in which the first Maghrébin workers were parked as a temporary measure in the 60s and 70s. 30 years on, after a wave of unemployment and the birth of a new generation, their sons are rapping about humiliated fathers, still in their temporary housing. They rap about police harassment, job discrimination, and about how they don't feel French and how they can't feel Algerian, Tunisian, or Moroccan anymore either. For a small number, throwing a gasoline bomb against a synagogue could be a way of getting a tough guy image in the hood and some airtime on local TV. But community leaders say support for the Palestinians must not push young men, however unhappy with their lot, to anti-Semitic attacks. They say such violence must be condemned because it is against Islam, because it violates France's republican values, and because the bad publicity strengthens supporters of Israel. Yamin Makri, the head of the Lyon Young Muslims Union, admits he tore down posters advertising a march against anti-Semitic attacks, because the march was also called to show solidarity with Israel.
C'est une catastrophe. Une manifestation, même lancée par le CRIF,
it's a catastrophe. If the Jewish leaders organized a demonstration just against anti-Semitism, I would participate. But to add support for Israel is a way of excluding us. For me, it's a way of manipulating anti-Semitism, of using the Holocaust, and it's a terrible use of the memory of the 5 or 6 million dead.
The tensions between the Jewish and North African community are not new. There were attacks on Jewish targets during the Gulf War. This time, though, some French people fear things could get worse if Israel continues military operations. Nona Mayer is a political scientist and expert on community politics.
If it doesn't stop, this will go on. And what is frightening is that maybe in a near future, then you can have Islamic networks that will try to mobilize these young people. And this will be far more dangerous for the Republic in France and for the French Jews.
For those who want to reconcile France's Jews and Maghrébins, the hope is that taking sides in the Mideast conflict could be replaced by a new common battle, one against Jean-Marie Le Pen. The far-right leader shocked the nation Sunday by qualifying for the second round of presidential elections. Le Pen has called the Holocaust a detail of history and said he would simply ship home many of the Maghrébins. But that hope of reconciliation to fight a common enemy is so far only that, a hope. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Lyon.